Don't Ask, Don't Tell wasn't the only stunning turnaround in Congress this week. For months, Republicans and Democrats were at a stalemate on a bill that would put billions of dollars into one fund. The purpose of the money was to pay for the health care of workers who rescued people on 9/11 and who cleaned up the site in the months following the attacks. Many workers have been diagnosed with illnesses resulting from that work, but lawmakers just couldn't agree on the funding until, suddenly, today. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
After months of stalling and political poking and jabbing, it's amazing to watch a bill pass the Senate with such lightning speed. Reporters knew Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid was trying to negotiate a deal with Republicans who'd been opposed to the cost of the bill, but it was with little warning that Reid came to the Senate floor.
I ask unanimous consent that the Senate proceed to calendar number 641, H.R. 847, the James Zadroga 9/11 Health and Compensation Act of 2010.
And it was with equal speed that the Senate President, Vice President Joe Biden, called the vote.
The question is a passage of the bill as amended. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The bill as amended is passed.
The bill puts $4.2 billion into a fund to pay for health care, lost wages, and other problems suffered by first responders to the attacks and workers who breathed in dust and debris during the months of cleanup. A group of first responders suffering from rare cancers and other diseases had been making the rounds of Capitol Hill, trying to put pressure on the Senate to pass the bill before the end of the year. John Feal, formerly of the New York Police Department, asked this at a Capitol press conference.
Who in this room has been to 44 funerals in the last 4 years? Raise your hand. Anybody? Me. Who is here donated to each family of the loved ones that lost? Raise your hand. Me. If I can do this, why can't the Senate help these men and women?
But even Feal wasn't getting much attention until comedian Jon Stewart, the host of The Daily Show on Comedy Central, dedicated several episodes to the cause. His message, put succinctly,
do it!
Stewart had sick 9/11 workers on one episode, and then he grilled Fox News commentator Mike Huckabee about why the cable network was not covering the issue after zealously embracing every other 9/11 story, especially the controversy over building a Muslim community center near Ground Zero. Soon after that show, Fox News did ramp up its coverage.
Good morning, everybody. The 9/11 first responders bill dominating the Hill today. It will cover health.
Fox News anchor Bill Hemmer this morning. All of this pressure built up, adding to the certain pressure lawmakers were feeling to get done and get out of Washington before Christmas. And so the normally slow-turning wheels of Congress were greased, producing results that left even the most jaded Paul slack-jawed. A bill that had looked dead a few days ago, headed for the president's desk. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
This is NPR News.